Gold Centre of Victoria, good morning. It's the Wake Up Call. It's Robbo and Steve here. Friday, heading into a long weekend, feeling a wee bit silly.
I reckon you should have a go at that. Other than that purple one down there myself.
All righty, let's talk entertainment now. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane is our entertainment guru on the Wake Up Call. Jaden, good morning.
Good morning, you two.
He said that with a certain attitude, I thought.
I think there's a touch of don't give up your day job, Robbo, in that.
No, nothing of the sort.
So tell us, what's been happening? Modern Family first, one of the stars there, a win in the courts.
Yes, Sofia Vergara, the actress who played Gloria on Modern Family, she had a win yesterday. A court in America has granted her a permanent injunction but basically bans her ex-fiancé, Nick Loeb, from using some frozen embryos that they created to make a baby without her permission, that he was going to wanted to make a baby without her permission. Both signatures are required as per a contract that they signed at a fertility clinic back in 2013. They split up a year after that, and Sophia's now remarried, but he wanted custody of those embryos that they created, and the matter went back and forth a few times between the pair, but now a court has said that and ruled that that particular contract does remain in place. You can't have the embryos. She has full custody of them. So presumably, unless she wants to do something with them, I think they'll stay in the freezer forever.
Bruce Springsteen is Bruce Springsteen, one of the big rockers, and I got his name wrong. He's dedicated one of his songs to Michael Gudinski.
He has. He was one of the many, many artists, both here and overseas, to pay tribute to Michael in the 48 hours or so after he passed away, or we heard of his passing on Monday night. And obviously, at the moment, the family are planning a state funeral, working with the Victorian government on that. We're hearing most likely at the MCG, but the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl was also mentioned there. But expecting sort of lots of musical tributes to take part at that particular state funeral. And Bruce Springsteen sort of kicked that off in a sense yesterday when he posted a music video of his song "I'll See You in My Dreams" to his social media and dedicated that particular track to Michael Gudinski. This is that song that we're talking about here.
The road is long and seeming without end. The days go on. I remember you, my friend. And though you're gone, and my heart's been emptied, it seems I'll see you in my dreams.
Oh, that's a beautiful song, isn't it? It's just fantastic. So,
indeed. Very, very fitting words. A very, very, very fitting tribute to a man. Not a lot of people working behind the scenes sort of leave a mark like Michael Gudinski did, but he has. And obviously his legacy will now live on forever, hopefully, once they sort of work out how Mushroom Group is going to proceed now that he's no longer at the head of that massive, massive empire. Big, big loss.
Yeah. And finally, Harry and Meghan, the Oprah interview, of course, leave us alone. We don't want to be royals, don't want to really be celebrities, and we'll tell the whole world that we want to be just left alone and be ordinary people. It's coming to Australia. I can't wait.
It is. Yes, it's a little bit of an interesting one. That one, they sort of come out and say that we don't want to be in the spotlight and then sort of put out many, many, many contradictions by moving, not only just moving to Hollywood, which is like the celebrity hotspot of the world, but nevertheless, they are doing this particular interview for whatever reason to share their side of the story. It does sort of seem a little bit like they're just going to be coming out on the defensive and on the attack of the firm. We've obviously had the latest claims from Meghan that the firm played a part in perpetuating falsehoods, and then there seems to be more to come out for that sort of the tit-for-tat bullying matter that's playing out at the moment. But yes, that particular interview with Oprah, we will see it here in Australia on Monday night, the same day it airs in America at 7:30 p.m. on Channel 10. They got the rights to that. Not surprising, given that CBS owns the network. There were other networks in the running, though, but they were the one that came out with it on the end, so we'll see that two-hour interview on Monday night.
I certainly won't be watching, no interest at all, but I'm sure it will draw lots of attention because it's just an interesting subject for some, if not all.
That's right. You know, and I think it'll probably draw more of a bigger crowd probably in the US than it will in the UK. I think a lot of people in the UK are probably a little bit sick and tired of them whinging and complaining about everything, whereas in the States, they sort of lap up all of that sort of royal stuff and all of the soap opera sort of stuff that comes along with these types of interviews and also this sort of couple at the moment. So it'll be very interesting to see whether or not it rates highly here in Australia. I think if people do tune in to watch it, maybe they may not last the full 2 hours, I think. I think they might be struggling to survive for that long.
Yeah. Jaden, as always, great to chat. Thank you. We'll talk again next week.
Catch you then.